Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And today we are going to give you our four players that we are going to keep an eye on for Thursday's preseason game against the Saints. Brian, I'll let you start. Who is your offensive guy?
Well, I'm looking at Shane Vereen. You know, last year he only played in one of the preseason games, really never got on track during the season, during his rookie year. We saw what Stephen Ridley could do in a breakout preseason performance the first preseason game last year, and he had a really solid rookie season. So I really think Vereen has an opportunity here, and you know, if he can get on track in the preseason, I think that could really vault him into a role during the regular season. That's the key. I mean, Vereen was drafted a round before Ridley, so certainly at least at one point the Patriots felt better about Vereen than Ridley at around draft time, so they could form a pretty good duo. I'd like to see Vereen get off to a good start in the preseason.
Right, well, I'm going to have to say Brandon Lloyd is where I'll be keeping my eyes. We know that Tuesday was the first time he's ever gone against a different team during training camp, and he was very excited about that. And I want to see how he goes against some new faces on the defense. You know, I'm still interested to see how the dynamic has progressed between him and Tom Brady, and I think having some new guys in there who don't know their routes will be interesting to see how far that's come along.
Yeah, we'll switch gears now to the defensive side. I'm going to go with Jermaine Cunningham. Like Vereen, a second-round pick just from a year before. Disappointing sophomore season, but the Patriots are looking for some pass rush help now. Chandler Jones has had a good training camp. Without Andre Carter, without Mark Anderson, there is a void there. I think Cunningham, who has had a strong preseason, can fill some of that void. It'll be a good test. The Saints' offensive line did give up the second fewest sacks last year, but I think, much like Vereen, I think he could make some inroads for a productive third season if he can get on the right track. So number 96, Jermaine Cunningham, has a chance here to excel in the month of August.
Well, I'm going to stick with the Chandler Jones aspect, primarily because he's a rookie, and I think it's really interesting to watch any of the rookies take on another, you know, really good NFL team like the Saints. So he had a good day on Tuesday, but there wasn't a lot of defensive play on practice Tuesday, so Thursday is going to be really exciting. I want to see what he can bring, especially with some new faces out there.
Yeah, always interesting to see the rookies the first time they put on that uniform, and always for the first game, you wonder how long will the starters play, but rookies, hey, this is their first opportunity for coaches to see them in game action, so I'm with you. I think a lot of the rookies have a chance here, and that 90-man roster, we'll see how many of them actually suit up.
Right, and of course, there's a lot more to keep an eye on, but we will
those
have you.
Four.
Yeah, those are only four guys, but we will have you covered right here on Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.